Fresh air and sunshine, fresh air and sunshine keeps you healthy along your way. Fresh air and sunshine, fresh air and sunshine brighten your day today.
Welcome to Better Living, a program sponsored by the Camden Seventh-day Adventist Church. Better Living is heard each Wednesday and this time and will provide listeners with life-changing, Christ-centered, natural health information that will enable you to effectively prevent disease and apply simple natural principles to your life so that you may enjoy a greater degree of health and wellness.
Your world today.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Better Living Radio program. We're pleased to be able to join you. We have with us a very special guest, Melissa Summers. We'd like to welcome you to Better Living.
Thank you. This is just awesome.
It is amazing indeed, because this lady here, Melissa, you know, before we started this radio program, she was inspirational and giving us some guidelines. You know, she's been in radio. How long have you been in radio?
You're trying to age me, Peter. Oh, my goodness. I started back in 86 when I was in the Army.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
When I was in the Army.
Where did you start?
Okay. In Fort Gordon, Georgia. I worked for the soldier station.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
WFGG.
All right. Now, from that early start, what did you make of radio in Atlanta area?
Oh, man. Well, you know, first, of course, Atlanta is major market, so that was like, quote unquote, my big break, and it was just phenomenal. I mean, you're talking about millions of people, and I'm from a small town, and so it was incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I know you say it was incredible. How incredible? What scope have you covered, did you cover in Atlanta there? You know, how successful was your career in radio?
Well, the Lord really blessed. I mean, well, let me say He kept me, because I was very, very successful. Was noted as the Atlanta's girlfriend. In fact, the mayor then of Atlanta, when I was married for my wedding, he escorted my mom and my grandmother down the aisle.
Wow.
So I was kind of like the hometown girl of Atlanta. And with that came, you know, I was making like over $250,000 a year. It was very rewarding.
Wow.
And to get paid like that to do something that you would do for free was just unbelievable.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Now, from Atlanta, you moved on, and I think there's been a change in your perspectives on radio. What has that change been?
Well, Peter, it has changed majorly, because one, I've just loved people. I love people. That's why I think, you know, I was so successful, because it wasn't a job to me. And when I talked, I was talking to my friend.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Anybody, when I talked to the radio, so I would always wonder, you know, Lord, what can I do more other than play songs that people like? So I started becoming known as the counselor. You know, people would call and would cry and would want to commit suicide. One young lady, I'll never forget, she called and she was like, "This is it, Melissa, I'm going to do it." I'm like, "Honey, no, you come down." I invited her down to the studio while I was on the air. And this is major. I mean, you just don't come to a radio station and come and hang out with the DJ. You didn't do that.
Yeah.
You know, but she came down, and I let her hang with me, and we talked, and I just, you know, just prayed with her and said, you know what? Life is more than this. So the Lord just put within me, what more can I give to people aside from entertainment?
Right.
And the Lord was like, teach them health. Teach them health.
Wow.
People are dying.
People are dying.
Yes.
Now, since that time, you have moved on, and where are you using your skill now?
Well, since that time, I studied natural health and learned how we could educate instead of medicate people.
That's all right.
And I just returned from the country of Bolivia. I'm a medical missionary, and we kicked off a English-speaking television network.
Oh, that is amazing.
There was a switch also from radio to television. Because the Lord was like, I not only want you to tell my people, but I want you to show them.
Yeah. Now, what is the scope of this television ministry that you all have kicked off in the area there?
Oh, it's incredible. The title is called, well, the name of the network is Advenir Broadcasting International, and Advenir stands for His Second Coming Broadcasting Network.
Wow.
And on this network, people realize something is happening in this world,
mm-hmm.
something that they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So to teach them about the Bible, what's happening in prophecy as it's being fulfilled in real life, and to show them in the Bible, not just intellectually what we think and theologically, but biblically. And they understand because they hear, they see history, they read the Bible, and they're like, this is the same. It's happening.
Wow.
So to show them that and to show and educate them with health, because you can't teach me anything if my mind is clouded and I am sick. I need you to tell me what I need to do to get well first.
Absolutely.
So our network covers every aspect of life. It covers not only Bible preaching and teaching, but especially health.
Mm-hmm.
Family,
mm-hmm.
ministry, and the whole realm of mind, body, and spirit.
You know, as you mentioned that, I remember Jesus, he spent so much more time in healing than he did in actual preaching. And in Matthew 4 and verse 23, the Bible says, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people." So here we see Jesus ministered to the mental. He taught in their synagogue. He preached the gospel. Okay, that's the spiritual. And he healed all manner of diseases among the people. And you know, there was not a city where Jesus had been where there was one sick folks left. You know, I mean, Jesus changed lives.
And you know what, Peter? Didn't in the Bible they say, or God said, that and greater things will you do in my name?
Absolutely.
We are admonished as the disciples who went, and the very shadow of Peter healed his very shadow.
That is amazing to think that such a thing is possible with God's disciples.
And you know what? When you think about it, you know, people, the faith healing, touching, laying on hands.
Yeah.
No, when you really study the Bible, the example of Naaman.
That's right.
The Lord gives us the power to heal, but also obedience. And there are some things, practical things, aside from believing in him, that we need to do.
Mm.
For Naaman, it was as simple as dipping down seven times, not six, not five.
Mm-hmm.
And what that was, it was a sign of humility.
Absolutely.
Because Naaman was a wealthy king, had all this money, and he brought his entourage with all these changes of clothes and so forth.
Yeah.
But the Lord sent him. There were many, many rivers. He said, no, you go to the River Jordan where it
That's
was
right.
muddy, murky.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I want you to dip.
Mm.
Go there. I want you to be humble.
His faith was definitely challenged. You know, it would have been far different if Elijah just come out and just clap his hands together and instantaneously he recovered. It would have been far different. There would not have been a faith experience involved there.
That's right.
But because the process of time that was involved between making the decision to obey the prophet, to go and to dip once, twice, three, all the way up to seven. His faith was being challenged every step of the way.
And you know what that brings me to? Just thinking how the difference between learning and following God's principles of natural health and healing in the Bible versus wanting a prescription, running to your doctor because you want a quick fix, or I want a quick fix.
Mm.
For Naaman, it was seven dips. For me, it may be 7 months of just total whatever it is he leads us to do.
Absolutely.
But in the field that you're in, and now in the studies in the field that I'm in, to see the miracles that the Lord has wrought. And again, it's not down in drugs, but understand, doctors who really love and do what they know to do best and do it well, they go to school and are taught to practice medicine.
Mm. Okay.
God teaches us His way of total healing.
Wellness, wholeness.
Wholeness.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it's just, it's phenomenal. When you talk to somebody, let me tell you, I was on the air, and I gave this remedy because it was during the flu season.
Okay.
And it was really bad. And I gave them a simple little recipe.
And where was this?
This was in Atlanta.
Okay, well, you're in Atlanta.
Yep.
Okay.
I gave them this simple recipe. I'm trying to think what I called it, the nature's penicillin.
That's all right.
Okay?
Okay.
So they were like, what is it? What is it? And it was simple. I mean, just a few simple things for nature's penicillin. And it was more, it left no side effects like your regular penicillin or antibiotics does. Mm. No type of infections, yeast infections. You know all the things that you go through, right?
That's right.
And it was quick, natural. Onion, garlic, blending it with water.
Wow.
You have, let's say you have, and I know you all excuse me because this
that's
is
all right.
This is exciting.
That's right. She's right at home. She's right at home.
But Peter, you think about it. Right now, especially with the way times are, I don't have money. You don't have money.
Absolutely.
And I know you don't have money. So to have to try to scrap up money for a prescription or for this or that, and you have a migraine headache, to know that you can go to your cabinet where your herbs and seasonings are, pull out some thyme or thyme,
that's all right.
Make a little tea out of it for migraines.
It's amazing.
You got a major headache, and you can take a hot foot bath or take in
some hot water. That's right.
Or even more simple, cut up an onion, rub it on the bottom of your feet. And the blood will come to the feet, open up to take away all of the clouded or the what is it, the blood that's crowded in the head.
And yes. The brain.
To be able to share this and to tell people about it, I just can't help but be excited.
I think one of the basic thing in America, you know, people are more quick, you know, we have people have more money than in the other countries. So this kind of treatment or therapy is less appreciated here. Now, you've been overseas there. Have you seen how the natives appreciate simple remedies? Do you have any experience you want to share with us?
Well, what I can tell you, one testimony, I was living with a lady, and she went to someone, and they apparently did something that offset her spine and her nervous system.
Okay.
So about 12 midnight, she came to my door about to collapse. She was like, help me, help me. She could hardly speak. And I just instantly, I said, Lord, please, you know, tell me what to do. Because, you know, at first somebody coming in that condition, you know, so I brought her in. I laid her on my bed, and the Lord impressed me a hot fomentation to her spinal cord, to her spine.
That's right.
So just, I just, you know, hot water, you know, warmed it, and you have to know how to put it in there so you won't scald your hands.
Absolutely.
And then in a separate pot, have a ice and a cold towel to put to her forehead and the back of her neck. And then I did that fomentation, folded it, put a plastic, you know, right underneath so it wouldn't burn her, or another towel, actually, put the hot fomentation along her spine, and then kept changing it so it wouldn't cool. I covered her with a wool blanket and just kept alternating and kept the cold, you know, compresses to her head and to the back of her neck. That next morning, she got up, she started about her day, went on, and was fine.
Wow.
Another example, a gentleman, he was from Colombia. Okay, now mind you, I don't speak Spanish, and all of these are Spanish-speaking people.
And where were you at this time?
This was in Bolivia.
Bolivia, okay.
Less than a month ago.
Okay, all right.
So he was at work, and he and his fiancée were expressing how sick he was. He had severe abdominal pains, was very nauseated, had a headache, and I said, okay, come to my apartment. So they came to my apartment. We held hands. We prayed first. And let me tell you, health is spiritual.
Absolutely.
Health is spiritual. So remember, always invite the God of heaven.
That's right.
Before you can attest, because He is the master physician.
Yeah, He's a great physician.
Amen. So we prayed, and then now it's time for practical. Like name and dip seven times,
that's
it's time to dip.
That's all right.
Charcoal.
Charcoal.
Unsulfured charcoal. I gave him 2 tablespoons in some water, mixed it, had him to drink it. He came back to me literally an hour and a half later. He and his fiance both grabbed and hugged me. And I'm like, what? He said, it's, well, in Spanish. But it's gone. It's gone. It's gone.
Wow.
All I could say was praise God.
A simple little remedy.
Charcoal. And Peter, you know what? Peter's so modest. Your store, there's a health store. Let me tell you, you have to go and talk to Peter. Mm. And it's no praise to man,
yeah,
but the Lord has so many things for us.
Absolutely.
He can tell you about simple stuff as garlic and just, I mean, numerous more things than I can even think to tell you. So I don't know if you visited his store. This is not a commercial. I don't work out and get paid by anybody, but I went to the store, and there was some guy there. Just anyway, please go. You have to check it out. It's called Better Living Natural Foods. And all of these things, if you're dealing with diabetes, if you're dealing with hypertension, if you're dealing with heart disease, this gentleman, he was in the store right before we came to the radio station.
Okay.
And he said, if I knew then what I know now, I would never have had bypass surgery.
Wow.
Some years ago, he had 5 bypasses, and in less than 5 months, one of those bypasses, the artery was completely over 100% blocked. He had another heart attack.
Wow.
They wanted to go in again. He said, no, I'm going to read for myself. Mm-hmm. He read. He found out what his diet had to do with it. Mm-hmm. And Peter, he was in your store looking for something.
Wow.
Let me tell you.
It's amazing. Oh. You know, I think about that. You know, I've often told people who have had a heart attack, if they don't change their lifestyle, all that medicine does and all these heroic surgeries, it's just a patchwork. Because the greater purpose is for one to change their lifestyle. This man wasn't drinking water. His arteries clogged up. His diet wasn't proper. And so you find the situation is that if he was drinking plenty of pure, soft water, as we've talked about in this program before, mm-hmm, what is known as the tissue salts within the fluid, body fluid, increases with low water intake.
Mm-hmm.
Those tissue salts, we call them also electrolytes.
Mm-hmm.
They cause cracks and lesions to develop in the inside of the weakened blood vessel wall. So the blood vessel lose their elasticity.
Mm-hmm.
Then our liver builds cholesterol and sends it to those areas as a repair mechanism, mm-hmm, to repair the damage caused by the high salt. In the process, nature's beneficial action of repairing overshoots because, mm-hmm, the lifestyle has not been changed.
Mm-hmm.
So cholesterol just keep building up until it clogs an artery. Loma Linda did a 30-year studies on water and the relation to cardiovascular disease.
Mm-hmm.
They found out that drinking plenty of water on a daily basis has more effect in reducing cardiovascular disease than quitting tobacco, alcohol, and all the others.
And you know what? I'm going to put it in layman's terms because
right,
Peter gets like a doctor sometimes. Water is like a natural blood thinner.
That's all right, sister.
If you drink lots of water instead of taking that medication that, mm-hmm, they told you you'll be on for the rest of your life,
absolutely,
because of heart disease to thin out your blood, drink water.
Absolutely. It's so simple.
And one of the things when you're talking about if we don't change, it reminds me of that saying, if you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
Mm-hmm.
So whether they cut it out, burn it out, or poison it out,
mm-hmm,
what you got to remember is whatever caused it, let's say cancer, whatever, mm-hmm, caused cancer, mm-hmm, if you do not change the environment,
yeah, mm-hmm,
that caused it, then you still have everything.
Absolutely.
That created it. It'll, mm-hmm, either show up worse back in the same place, or it'll come up in another form somewhere else.
Mm.
Because you still have the makeup that created that environment to begin with.
Wow.
So to change your whole eating or living,
yes,
even when you do go to the doctor and choose to have radiation,
mm-hmm,
chemotherapy, mm-hmm, or you know, surgery to cut it,
yeah,
out. Remember, if you don't get down to the root,
yeah,
for example, a tree,
mm-hmm,
that tree is still there.
Absolutely.
Just because you don't see it. That's why they have you coming back every 6 months to, mm, keep check for 5 years to see if it's coming back because, mm-hmm, the environment has not changed.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, you don't change anything And after about 5 years, then they're able in the microscope to see it again. Mm. It's not that it wasn't there. It takes that long for it to get to a size that the microscope can pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
So something as simple as learning the right things to eat. Wow. And we're not talking about anything crazy. We're just talking about more fruits and vegetables and
protective foods.
Yes, mm-hmm. not processed. And,
that's right.
You know, and that KFC killing folks continuously. No. You know, I was just telling someone on the phone yesterday. It was the AT&T guy.
Okay.
And we were just conversating, and we were talking about things, and I was saying something like cholesterol.
Okay.
If you have high cholesterol, to know, first of all, what you need to do to lower cholesterol. Mm-hmm. Well, research. What is the primary and actually the only source of cholesterol?
Wow. Animal foods.
Okay, so if I need to lower my cholesterol, what do I need to do?
I need to cut it out, or at least drastically cut back on it.
Exactly.
I mean, it's ABC.
And what happens if you say you take medications, what that's doing, that's not taking care of your cause nor your cure. What
right.
it is doing is just camouflaging or treating the symptoms.
Absolutely.
Now, if you have a car and you're out of gas and your red light comes on, are you going to put gas in the car, or are you going to disconnect that signal that shows you you're out of gas?
Oh, I tell you, a lot of times we just take the scissors and go over there and
cut the wire,
you know, so we don't see that signal anymore.
And then
you're
stranded on the side of the road.
Oh, that...
God wants you to have life and health and have it more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
Wow.
And I'm at this television network to just tell the world. Mm. And right here in Camden, the Lord has blessed you with, you know, people like Brother Peter and others to educate this. I mean, you don't have to. Let me tell you, just because your doctor has told you that you're going to die in such and such months, only God knows.
That's right.
And if the Lord has impressed you to turn your radio on right now and to hear this, God is talking to you.
Absolutely.
He wants you to have life, and He has His way, His better living way.
That's right.
That's the way.
Better living way. That is the way to go. And that's why we find it necessary to have the store, because for years now, I don't remember when we started, but maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and, you know, we were telling people about health and all of that, and we didn't know where to send them to get the food. You know, all what we tell them about, I see your time is gone.
Oh.
But briefly, we decided to open the store, Better Living Natural Food. By faith, we opened up January of this year.
Now, where are you?
We're at 1706 Highway 70 West.
Because you know I got lost today trying to find you, so.
Yeah, it's most of these folks know where Old West End Market was, and nearby Garden Spot Restaurant, you know, right next door to it. They can't miss it. That's where the old Thermax vac used to be. We were in that same building.
Right.
And we're there Monday, Tuesday through Thursday from 10 to 6 on Friday, 9 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 5. So we want to invite our guests. Final word, Melissa.
My final word is that the Lord has provided for us just immeasurable ways of health. And Peter's very modest, but let me tell you, you can walk into his store, not buy a thing, just dig him for knowledge.
Yeah.
Natural things, if you're dealing with anything like asthma, diabetes, heart disease, leukemia, cancers, talk to him. Talk to him. They have a life sustainer, and they will just tell you natural things. You don't have to have money. Christ didn't charge anyone for healing.
That's right.
Neither do we.
That's
Education
right.
is free.
It is free. So we've been talking with Melissa Summers, who is in television network station.
Second Coming Broadcasting Network.
All right. That covers a wide range of our world in the Caribbean and
we actually cover the Americas, North America, South America, India, Europe, Australia, Africa, and soon parts of Asia.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, dear listeners, for joining us. Please visit us at the Better Living Natural Foods. Our phone numbers 731-279-0350. That's 731-279-0350. Thank you.
And ask them about Nature's Penicillin, okay?
All right. God bless.
You've been listening to Better Living, sponsored by the Camden Seventh-day Adventist Church. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended for diagnosis, treatment, or cure of any disease. For questions or comments, you're invited to call Better Living at 584-2670. Better Living is heard each Wednesday and Thursday at this time on 1220 WFWL.
To keep